talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut
you down. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back to the front lines of history in the making, and very sadly, it's being made in Ukraine. A great pronouncement just came out of the EU. They now say that Ukraine could become a member of the EU in weeks, and certainly by June. This is a momentous development, and it should have happened 2 months ago. And 2 months ago, Ukraine should have been admitted to NATO, which under a treaty would have given us the entitlement to go in and stop the genocide in Ukraine. Maybe better late than never. What's going on here? The EU is different from NATO. There are slightly more countries in the EU than in NATO. Some very prominent countries are not in the EU, like the UK, Britain, because they had an election. I don't want to get started on that. Cameron was their prime minister, and he thought he should have a referendum on whether they should stay in the EU, which was not required legally in the UK. In Britain, he had it. The Russians tacked it, just like they did the Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump election. And by a very slight margin, the UK decided to get out of the EU. Scotland voted to stay in the EU. Northern Ireland, including both sides, unionists and the so-called nationalists, they united on that issue, stay in the EU. Wales, another part of the UK, just barely sided with England. England is the other part of the UK, to get out by a very small margin because of Russian hacking. One of the things Zelensky did on Facebook and elsewhere said that if you vote to get out of the EU, or you stay in the EU, you can lose your health care. They have national health. So does everybody in Europe. The point is, you're more likely to keep your health care if you stay in the EU. People fell for it. Anyway, don't get me started. Nevertheless, the UK is still in NATO and cooperates with the EU. But the significance of their being in the EU is several fold. One, they're a citizen of Europe. Anybody in Ukraine can go and live somewhere else and work in Europe. And anybody in Europe can go into Ukraine, number one. Number two, there are no trade restrictions, no tariffs. It's sort of like trade between Illinois and Wisconsin then. You can have a factory in Wisconsin and sell your product in Illinois and they don't charge you a tariff. They can't. And many, many, many products go through several states. They're manufactured in one. They're polished off in another. They're refined in another. They're advertised in another. It's an integrated economy. It's terrific, very terrific. More importantly, it's a sign to the commie Nazi Ruskies that EU is Ukraine is European. It's in the European nation. And if something bad happens and the Ruskies temporarily invaded or any part of it, the EU recognizes Ukraine as a separate country, and the Ukrainians will have the support of Europe economically. Very, very important. I would like to extend that to NATO. Back about 15 years ago, well, let's go back 20 years ago. That's when Poland, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, Romania, and the former Warsaw Pact countries came into Europe, came into NATO. They were physically in Europe. They came into NATO. That was the time to bring Ukraine in too, when they still had Crimea. As a matter of fact, in 2006, NATO considered admitting Georgia and Ukraine. And by Georgia, I'm not talking about Atlanta, Georgia. I'm not talking about Georgia peaches like Georgia. I'm talking about Georgia, Georgia, the country of Georgia, has a border with Russia. If we had admitted into NATO Georgia and Ukraine in 2006, we would have stationed NATO troops there. The Ruskies could not have gone into either country, but they did when they were not brought into NATO. They were not brought into NATO because Germany objected and France joined them, saying that, oh, that might anger Russia. Oh, that might anger Russia. That might anger this basket case economy that has, yes, it has oil and gas. It's a gas station. That's it. That might anger them who produce nothing since Dostoevsky and Tolstoy killed everybody. You know, it might anger them. Well, sadly, Georgia was not admitted, neither was Ukraine. And then the Ruskies invaded Georgia and set up two fake republics in Georgia. Now they are invading Ukraine. Not too late. The EU is doing the right thing in bringing them into the EU. And NATO should have done the right thing a long time, and it still can. Just say, they should have said this 2 months ago. We're considering them for membership. You do not get to genocide a country just because they're applying to us. We look on that as an attack on us as well. Russia is a Nazi state. It has become a Nazi state. It wasn't always a Nazi state, but it became a Nazi state. They have some very magnificent dissidents. Just had evidence that they, in fact, have now used chemical weapons in Mariupol, phosphorus bombs. And this is pure Putin. NATO and the U.S. will say, you better not use chemical weapons. Weapons of mass destruction, and a chemical weapon is considered a weapon of mass destruction, because if you do, that will change things. So they start out, they just don't suddenly do it en masse. They start out and do it a bit at a time. Phosphorus bombs in Mariupol. They sit back and wait to see what we do. They're afraid of us. They have a garbage culture. They have a garbage economy. They are garbage. They are a chancre, they are a choriocarcinoma, they are a malignant tumor, and they want to infect fresh flesh. But they are afraid of us. And what we need is more spine that simply says, no, you're not going to do that. You're not going to starve people. The statement was made by one woman in Mariupol that when the children are starving, the fire goes out in their eyes. They see their mother raped by Russian soldiers or Chechen Islamic terrorists or Wagner Group people right in front of their eyes, 6 and 7 year olds. These people are animals, the Russians, the Chechenians, and the Wagner Group. They're perverts. The animal in the spider hole, Putin is directing this. So what do? We have the luxury of an extraordinary military opportunity with little to no risk achieving our objectives. What do I mean? Ukraine's biggest asset is its unity. The people are united, unlike our people who have been subjected to January 6, to the destruction of our democracy in voting increasingly around the country, and then on the left, and identity politics, and people kneeling and disrespecting our flag and national anthem because a women's soccer team doesn't get paid enough. Ukraine's not like that. They want to fight. Give them the weapons. They're chemical weapons used in Mariupol. They're phosphorus bombs. So give them the weapons. Give Zelensky the 70 planes, Russian MiGs that he wants. They have great pilots. They don't need any training on them. They will strafe that convoy with missiles. Give them the missiles. Give them multi-missile launchers. The Ruskies are bringing them in. Give the Ukrainians multi-missile launchers. Give them shorter ship missiles. Their Navy is going to think twice about getting too close to shore for an amphibious assault around Odessa if they're shorter ship missiles. If they're shorter ship missiles. Give them better anti-aircraft systems. Not Stingers that can take down an airplane at 5,000 feet max. What do you think's at 5,000 feet? It's called a helicopter. It's not called an airplane. Give them the systems that go up to 20,000 feet. Give them the systems beyond that. If you say they need training, you should have started training them 2 months ago. They're a quick study. Get them in there. Shoot these genocidal jets down. They just used chemical weapons in Mariupol, phosphorus bombs. They're sitting back waiting to see what we'll do. Yes, we're worried about being stabbed in the back by the Trump-Putin axis in the United States. Stabbed in the back by Republican governors and Supreme Court justices and state courts who'd overturn elections and don't agree with the concept for the peaceful transition of power. I understand that. Deal with it. Deal with it. Do something. We're going to break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.